All right, 23 minutes before 10 o'clock. Thank you for tuning in. One thing I'm proud of with this radio station is our relationship with our local veterans. And one thing that I hear all the time from our local veterans is that Ocala is a remarkably veteran-friendly city. And the other thing, the third thing I want to mention, is that on Thursdays, as most of you know, we do have a veterans program. And through that program here on the radio, I have had the honor of meeting so many veterans from probably every conflict, every war, and so many of them have been here from every branch of the service. And we've had many guests, actually, from the American Legion. National Commander of the American Legion, Brett P. Reistad, is on the phone. He's the 100th National Commander of the American Legion. He's on the air to talk to us about Memorial Day and the issues facing American heroes today. So turn up your radio, vets. We got something good for you. Good morning. Do I have everything right here? National Commander Brett Reistad. Good morning, Commander.
Yes, good morning, Larry and Robin. It's great to be with you and your listening audience this morning.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from our headquarters at Indianapolis, Indiana.
Have you ever been to Ocala? You would like it here.
I have.
Have you?
I've been through Ocala. I don't believe I've stayed there, but I've traveled through a lot of Florida, and not too long back did a tour of Florida that took me mostly to the Jacksonville area.
Uh-huh. Do you know what I like to believe? I like to believe that we're not unique in our support of veterans, but I hear that we are kind of unique, that there are many cities in this country that support their veterans, but there are some that just aren't veteran-friendly for some reason. Do you face that as well?
You know, in my experience traveling, I go to places where there's an American Legion presence, and they tend to take me to places that are veteran-friendly, that
we
have hosts in the community. Yes, I'm aware of the fact that there are others that don't seem to be as focused on our veterans as others. But, you know, small-town America is what really impresses me. That is where I really see the patriotism, and I see strong veteran service organizations, and, you know, that always inspires me. When I get to areas like that, and I realize that, gee, I'm not alone in thinking this way.
That's interesting. So tell me about the issues that are facing our vets and our heroes. Do we, when we say heroes, do we include firefighters, police officers, the first responders in general?
Yeah, I would say first responders in general, because there are a lot of correlations between some of the things that that they're experiencing and our our military veterans experience. And, you know, my background is law enforcement. I spent a career as a police officer, so I'm very attuned to the problem in our
community
that exists with suicide and post-traumatic stress disorder. These are things that are identical to what our military personnel face. And so there's more and more of a focus being put on those problems as well. So we're not leaving our first responders out, when we are talking about the issues that face our veterans. I mean, veteran suicide is a big issue. It's getting a lot of attention right now. The 20 veterans or so a day that are committing suicide is 20.
I know, it's crazy.
And the VA is telling us that only 6 of 20 veterans actually reach out to them. So there's an initiative now by the VA and by the veteran service organizations that are partnering with them to try to promote an educational plan within our communities that addresses how we can teach our communities to recognize the signs of potential veteran suicide and to know what resources are available in the community to steer somebody that's contemplating that to help right away.
Yeah.
I think it's unconscionable that we are having veterans showing up on the properties of VA medical centers and clinics and committing suicide there. Obviously, there's a signal being sent there.
And
I'm sure that the VA is hearing that loud and clear, and I know they're responding to it. We're supporting the VA healthcare system. We're instrumental in seeing it created, early in 1920, and we want to make sure that they're doing the right things for our veterans. So that, of course, is an issue. You know, we're looking at things like women's health care being a big issue that we're trying to address with the VA, making sure that women have, you know, private access to health care services that are unique to their needs, treating things like military sexual trauma and other issues that are unique to women's health care. And we're seeing some progress with that being made in the VA system. I'm hearing good things from those as I travel that have been to those hospitals that have implemented the changes, and I've toured some of the hospitals to see myself that those changes are being made. And
that's good.
To go back to the issue of veteran suicide, I want to pass on to your listeners. If they have a pencil or pen to write this down, the suicide hotline number, which is 1-800-273-8255.
So, okay, and Robin wrote it down, so she'll make sure she includes it on the podcast after the fact, after we do this.
Fantastic. So we're working with the VA and the veteran suicides, with the women's health care. We're looking at trying to expand Agent Orange benefits to those that served in the Blue Water Navy off the coast of Vietnam, and we're making some progress in seeing that happen. There's been a recent court hearing that has, been in favor of those that serve there that are experiencing Agent Orange-related illnesses to receive benefits and treatment. We're looking at...
good work, yeah.
The issue of paying the Coast Guard the next time our government decides to have a shutdown. They went through the government shutdown because they're not Department of Defense, they're Department of Homeland Security. They were.
Oh, my gosh.
They missed a paycheck, and as the president threatened another government shutdown beyond the first one, there was great concern that they'd miss the next. And, of course, these
Did they get back pay ever?
They got their back pay, yes they did, and as a matter of fact, the American Legion came together to offer to them a program of ours called Temporary Financial Assistance. And
you guys are awesome.
We saw to it that during that time, about 2,000 Coast Guard families, representing about 3,200 children, received cash grants from the American Legion in the amount of $500 to $1,500. And this is to help them specifically make sure that their children are properly cared for, have a roof over their heads, have food, medical care, and such. And as a result, spent more than $1 million to do so, and we were very happy that we could do that for our Coast Guard. So, yes, we also spent some time on Capitol Hill advocating on their behalf to ensure that there's short-term solutions and long-term solutions to getting paid the next time something like this would happen.
Commander, thank you for what you do. Thank you for taking time to be on the air with us. We salute you. Thank you for your service in the police department. I mean, you are everything. I was just going to ask you, if you're ever in Florida again, instead of driving through Ocala, stop here. You will love this community. There's an organization here called Vets Helping Vets. They are unbelievable. And if you just pay them a visit, the owner of this radio station is the president of that organization. His name is Joe Martone. One of the guys who started it is Hank Whittier. They're both unbelievable guys. They would welcome you, and you will be blown away by what they've been able to accomplish here.
Well,
and
kudos to the both of them, and I'd be more than happy to do that next time I'm in Florida.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Commander. Before we say goodbye, is the website simply legion.org?
Absolutely. That's correct. Legion.org.
Okay. Easy enough. All right. Thank you so much for what you do. And again, we salute you and thank you for your service and everything you've done.
Well, thank you very much. It's been great to be with you.
All right. We'll be right back.